ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
He was an ultimate warrior.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Arenas, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up, today, we're talking combat sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm talking UFC. They went to Brazil. Great main event there. Of course, Showtime Championship Boxing, HBO Championship Boxing. There were a couple other fights on different other cable entities. It's a big fight weekend, folks. You can join us on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Straight up, Chad Dawson looks like toast, folks. The now former light heavyweight champion, the man that was annihilated by Andre Ward when he decided to drop to 168 pounds in 2012 and got licked like a stamp. Straight up, Andre beat him down. You know it. I mean, Andre just won every round before the fight was over. Andre Ward, superior fighter than Chad Dawson. That's why, even though Chad Dawson was favored over Adonis Stevenson, even though Chad Dawson was going into Adonis Stevenson's backyard, into his hometown of Montreal, the betting line was favoring Chad Dawson. Why? Because he was a light heavyweight champion. But guess what? You never bet on a guy who's been beat up that bad in his last fight. You got to give him one or two fights to see if he comes back. Sometimes they never come back. Like Manny Pacquiao. He's still snoring. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And check it. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Here for Wusu Gear. Regardless whether you're a fighter or someone simply taking a self-defense class, you all need gear, and your absolute best choice for quality and money is Wusu. Example, Wusu's all-leather MMA glove is priced under $60, while two other brands start their only part leather, part whatever, over $60. So the choice is simple. You can either overpay to train with the rest, or go with what I did and pick the best. That's Wusu Gear, the art of performance. WusuGear.com.
Hey, horse racing fans, grab your smartphone and text HORSE to 84700 to get the coolest horse racing app ever. Horse Races Now delivers entries, results, live video, and replays to your phone fast. You can customize Horse Races Now to follow your favorite horses, jockeys, and trainers. It's like having the racing program to every racetrack right in your pocket. It's fun for kids and adults, and you'll get the coolest horse racing app free. Text HORSE to 84700 to get your Horse Races Now. Get it now. Message and data rates may apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Listen carefully. First American Student Aid can now help consolidate your federal student loans. We can help lower your monthly payment on federal government student loans. Call us today. We'll review your situation and work towards consolidating your federal student loans. In many cases, we can lower your monthly payment in half or more. It doesn't matter how much you owe, how far behind you are on payments, or even if you are in default on your federal student loans. Call us right now to find out how we can lower your payment in half immediately. Plus, we can stop harassing phone calls, stop the wage garnishment, stop the tax liens, even remove your default status. Consolidate your federal student loans, lower your student repayments, and stop wage garnishments today. Call us now. We can help. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to get the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else. I'm just normal. Spend time with my children.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
The mighty Tower of Power, folks, live and in living color, San Mateo, California, the Fairgrounds, Exposition Hall, June 11th and 12th, showtime 7:30 p.m. You know I'll be there. I'm part of the crew. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk, live worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts about 37 minutes past the hour. We'll switch gears and tune into the world, of course, the UFC, MMA, talk a little Strike Force, which is no longer in existence, but the importance of Strike Force, and of course, Bellator, the number two team as far as the world of MMA and television is concerned. Last night, Arislandi Lara, controversial fighter, and he lost a very controversial decision to Paul Williams a couple years ago in a fight that everybody thought he won. The Cuban defector, now 17-1, 11 KOs, a TKO winner in 10 rounds over AA, Alfred Angulo. Angulo's a guy, remember I told you he was from Tijuana, or he snuck across the border and he was training in Coachella, California. Didn't have an ID, so he couldn't get on an airplane a couple years ago. Had to got in a station wagon and drove from Coachella, California to Miami, Florida in like a day and a half. A day and a half laying in the back of a station wagon, okay? Got his tail whipped, but that doesn't matter. The bottom line is Angulo now 22-3, 18 stops, a TKO loser in 10 rounds. He may have suffered a broken orbital bone. In the main event, man, this was one hell of a main event. At least they called it the main event. Marcos Medina, 34-3. I thought the Lara fight was worthy of being for the main event. 34-3 now. Marcos Medina, 30 stops, TKO 6. Joacito Lopez. Lopez's claim to fame, of course, getting in there with an oversized Saul Alvarez. And Saul beat him like a Mexican a bongo drum. I mean, just bop, bop, bop all over the place. Of course, stopped him before the end. And the bottom line is he's a junior welterweight. And that's the division in which he was fighting at last night. So he stepped up two weight classes to fight Alvarez. Now, why they would let Alvarez fight a guy two divisions smaller than him is corrupt. I mean, there's no other way to put it. I mean, they're trying to get him. Why not have him fight Pedro or like Pedro's girlfriend or Scott Cuddy or something like that? The results are going to be the same. You're getting a guy, small guy. He hasn't got much of a chance. Of course, now Alvarez is going to take on the master, Floyd Mayweather, 44-0, 26 KOs. Of course, the 1996 Olympic bronze medalist, Grand Rapids, Michigan, of course, now living in Las Vegas, Nevada, a champion of what? 130, 135, 140, 147 pounds. That 154-pound title he held for just a minute, that was really like an aberration, because the bottom line is he's not really a 154-pounder, although he will fight Alvarez at 152 pounds. If we get some time, we'll talk about that a little bit later with my man Jason B. Nava, one of the writers at ringtalk.com. But straight up, let's go back to the week in review. Marcos Medina, 34-3, now 30 stops. It was for the WBC regional title. Joacito Lopez drops to 30-6, 18 KOs. All I can say is Lopez has got stones, but he's not all the most talented guy in the world. A bout for the IBF 115-pound title took place at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City. Of course, the site of a USA Unimas card, whatever that is, I don't know. It's supposed to be some type of television. Juan Carlos Sanchez Jr., now 16-1-1, could not make the weight, 8 KOs, could not make the weight, 115 pounds. Took on Roberto Sosa. Sosa came in undefeated, left beaten, 24-1, 14 KOs. The IBF 115-pound title has been stripped of Sanchez, but Sosa doesn't win the title. He didn't make the weight, but Sosa doesn't win the title because he lost the fight. 117-110, 117-110, and 116-111. A couple prospects on the undercard there. Jose Felix Jr., 24-0-1, 18 watts. TKO 1, Fernando Garcia. Fernando was a hobo going in. Bottom line is, you know, he was just getting licked. And, of course, man, Jesse Magdaleno, Now, what is he now, 16-0? No, 15-0. TKO far, 10 KOs. We've had the kid on the show in the past. I think he's trained by one of the Garcias down there in Southern California. He's a good kid in and out of the ring, and he's getting his act together here as a super bantamweight. He's unbeaten, as I said, 15-0, 10 KOs. Keep an eye out for that kid. Prospect moves on with good work product. Two knockdowns came before the stoppage in the fourth round. And Marco Huck, hard luck Huck, he came back. He won a majority decision over Ola Afolabi. The Afolabi name used to give me all kinds of problems, and I worked on it. I can say it 10 times. Afolabi, no, I can't. The bottom line is, Ola, not much in the last fight. He put up a good fight. You know, and see, people thought that Huck won controversially, but now Huck is 2-0-1 with this guy, having won two fights and had one draw. Huck is 32-6-1, 36-2-1, 25 KOs, and Alabi drops to 19-3, four draws and nine KOs. That was for the WBO World Boxing Organization, the sponsor of this show. WBO 200-pound title. Scores were 114-114. That made it a majority decision, 115-113 and 117-111, all for Huck. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we've got upcoming fights. I mean, the world of boxing, people thought that boxing was coming to an end. I mean, you know, there was no network television. HBO was the only guy around. Now Showtime. Showtime's slapping HBO around as far as quality fights are concerned. Okay, now ESPN, they'll never be a real network, okay, because they're only giving $12,000 a show. And if you're a promoter and they say to you, hey, you want to show your fighter on ESPN? We'll give you 12 grand. 12 grand? Where am I supposed to make my money at? Okay? You're supposed to get money from the TV network. In the old days, ESPN would give as much as maybe $100,000 for the big fights. Back in the 80s, they were giving $75,000, $80,000 for Freddie Roach fights in the 1980s, and now they're only giving $12,000. And they tell me that sometimes you have to pay for your own lighting if you're the promoter. In other words, you've got to pay for the TV lighting. So what am I trying to say? If you watch fights on ESPN, there are going to be fights in which the promoter's guy is so heavily favored that it's not really a fight. It's like an exhibition. One guy that's good, one guy that's not so good. That's ESPN boxing. Now, you can see great fights in the prelims. I mean, the prelims, they put, you know, they put hungry guys against hungry guys. When you get hunger in the ring, you usually get explosions and fistic fireworks and things like that. So the prelims on ESPN, they're pretty darn good. But the bottom line is the main events, they always suck. Showtime, HBO, Showbox, I think, is probably the best boxing right now if you want young, hungry guys. And that's what you've got to do. If you want good fights, you don't put guys in the ring that have been Don Kinged. And when I say Don Kinged, I mean by they've been laid off for 9-10 months. They fight once every year and a half. They don't keep themselves together. They get fat. Or they suffer from the Don King heavyweight syndrome. I mean, every heavyweight that's been with Don, from Mike Tyson, everybody, they've all gotten fat. What's up with that, Don? I know we used to have those great dinners at the MGM Grand and in Bally's in Las Vegas. After the fights, Don would feast us. We'd have these 24-ounce ribeye steaks, okay? And these people, these rich folks, would never eat the whole steak, so I'd take a whole lot home to the dog. And the bottom line is, those were the days. DK, when he was on top, when Don King was on top, everybody made a buck. I'm telling you, folks, you may think he's a crook, and he may be a crook. A once-convicted murderer, but he was pardoned. Remember? The governor of Ohio pardoned him just before he left office, reportedly for $250,000. And as far as Don King having mafia ties, he sort of put it in this perspective a couple of years ago when he said, they don't let N guys in the mafia. That's what Don said. Those were Don's words. That's his exact quote. So if you think he's a gangster, he's probably not a gangster. He's affiliated, but he's not a gangster. Speaking of gangsters, here's my baby. The godfather of soul, J.B. James Brown, saw him in person backstage. Paramount Theater, Oakland, California, 2000. Them in Tower of Power. The godfather of soul, take it away on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free, 1-800-316-1738. InventHelp, America's largest invention company, has inventors information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get this free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Again, 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Well, where do you hurt?
It's my head, Doc. It's my head.
Dizzy? Ringing in your ears?
Well, I mean, it's all the time, Doc.
Like bells?
That's it, Doc, like bells. Huh? That Doc.
How do they go? Dong dong, ding ding, or ding dong? It's important.
Ding dong? Dong ding?
No second guessing. Too bad. Should go dong dong.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Oh, when all else fails, I got to groove.
And we groove each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the Cable Radio Network, the American Forces Network. Hello out there to all the troops serving around the world, of course, listening on the fabulous internet. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Has been for better than 28 years now, straight up the longest running fight show in history. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Let's take it to the phone lines. Let's go to the Silicon Valley, the peninsula here, and take that back to City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, bring one of my writers, Jason B. Nava. Mr. Nava, how are you today?
I'm doing well, especially after a great night of fights last night. How you doing?
Great night of fights. I'm doing fine as well. Let's go through the Showtime card real quick. I talked about the results. Josito Lopez falling to Marcos Medina. Pretty good slugfest there.
Yeah, it was a great fight. You know, it's what we expect whenever we see either of them in the ring.
I know, but these guys, you know, win or lose, they do come to deliver. And, of course, the claim to fame for Lopez is fighting the two-division bigger, Saul Alvarez. And, you know, I keep thinking about Saul in this fight with Floyd Mayweather. Not to change subjects, but we'll change topics just for a slight second here. I just think, you know, he fought Lopez. They wanted to fight guys that were smaller than him. They went out of their way to fight everybody but Austin Trout, and they came close to losing against Austin Trout. I think Floyd's just too good, too fast for him. I think Floyd's going to school him September 14th, man.
Well, I have a couple of points to
Okay, let's go on. We'll go into that, and then we'll go back into the weekend results. Let's go.
Yeah, one is I disagree with you. I don't think he necessarily went out of his way to fight smaller guys. You remember, he had a fight lined up with Paul Williams, and Paul Williams got into that car accident. He had a fight lined up with James Kirkland, and then James Kirkland opted out negotiating.
Kirkland pushed out of the – Kirkland got was offered $200,000 to fight Austin Trout and said no.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, for whatever reason, you see, Canelo wanted to fight these guys. He wanted to fight Williams. He wanted to fight Kirkland. He wanted to fight Ortiz.
But of course he wanted to fight. Time out, Jason. Of course he wanted to fight Williams. The last time we saw Williams, he was face planted in the canvas by Sergio Martinez, essentially. That was his last test.
Well, he fought Laura after that. I thought Laura won.
Yeah.
They didn't give him the decision. But, I mean, the point is, I mean, it was a challenge, and he was going for a challenge, and it was a bigger guy. And, you know, all these guys, all these fights, they didn't work out. So he had to fight Lopez. What do you expect? You know, he knocked the hell out of Lopez.
Okay, enough spent on the greener than guacamole Mexican, because I think, are you going to bet me, too? Are you going to bet me on this fight, too? Because here's the way we're doing
Time out.
Here's why we're doing the bets now. Here's why we're doing the bets. For all these people around the world that never paid me the sodas they owed me for 28 years, I never got any of the cases of canned sodas every time I won on a fight. This is how we're going to do it. We'll bet a dollar, and there are $5 or something like that, and then we'll give the winnings to a homeless guy. We'll take a picture with our cell phone of the guy holding the $5 bill, and boom, that's it. How's that sound?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, so all right, so the bottom line is
money, Pedro.
Okay, so you're gonna the bottom line is you're gonna bet on Alvarez in this fight, right?
I'm not sure if I'm ready to bet to pick against Floyd Mayweather, but I do think it would be a tougher than expected fight. Both of his fights he's had at junior middleweight were tough. De La Hoya and Cotto.
Strongest
guy he's fought.
No question about it. No doubt about it. Let's go back to the now Lara. We talked about Arislandi Lara, of course, getting jobbed against Paul Williams last night. He got off the deck twice. Angulo came in a little bit. I knew Angulo was gonna be tough, but I didn't think he put him down twice.
I honestly thought Lara was gonna box circles around him.
Yeah,
Pedro. I thought he was gonna dominate every round to a unanimous decision, 118 to 110. Angulo came to fight, and for some reason he was able to close the distance and get off the body shots, and then you know work the hook off of that. But give credit to Lara. I mean, he fought back.
Yep. And what about Chad Dawson? I told people in the predictions yesterday, don't bet on the guy, even though he was a favorite because he got lit up last time by Andre Ward, man. I mean, what did he last, 71 seconds against Adonis Stevenson?
You know what?
76 seconds.
I don't know what to make of Dawson. You know, he
was overrated.
Fights. He was absolutely overrated. And HBO was trying to build him into something that he wasn't.
Yep.
You know, they look at his undefeated record, his fast hands, and they say, hey, we're going to make this guy a star. I don't know. You know, now they're paying the price for that.
You know,
he was in a lot of tough fights in a row. Glenn Johnson, Antonio Tarver, Bernard Hopkins, which wasn't really a tough fight, but John Pascal, and then Andre Ward. You know, that's all going to take the toll on you.
True, but if you're a tall left-hander, you shouldn't be taking much punishment whatsoever. You hear what I'm saying? If you're a tall left-hander and you're able to work off that jab as he did early on, and to great success. I mean, I saw him fight once, and I talked to the referee afterwards, John Shirley. He said, God, the guy's really strong, and he hits hard. But, you know, he couldn't draw. He's from Connecticut, and they had a fight like 25 miles from his hometown.
Yeah.
He couldn't sell 200. Let me say it again. He couldn't sell 200 tickets. I could give away 200. I would buy 200 tickets. I would buy a couple hundred tickets I was fighting in my hometown. I would at least buy it. He couldn't sell 200 tickets.
As the old-timers used to say, they would pay you to come in. They would let you come in free, and then they would pay you to leave. I mean, they would charge you to leave. And, you know, there's a certain hunger that Chad Dawson lacked when you saw him fight in the ring. You know, he seemed very motivated. There was a certain roughness and toughness that he never had. And a guy that did have those qualities came in and just knocked the shit out of him. Can I say that?
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we air live every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for 2 hours on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network beginning next week. So we're happy to go to 2 hours on Sunday. This is going to be a thrill for me because the bottom line is I'll get to review more. Sunday offers me an opportunity to review more fights, and preview more fights than Saturday. Saturday is sort of tough in between, and source is Sunday quick show. No, we're going to go Sunday with a doubleheader, an hour of boxing, and an hour of MMA exclusively right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 11 a.m. Pacific time, and of course, the Saturday show as well. 11 a.m. Pacific time, two entirely different shows coming back at you for 3 hours of radio right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with a show that is often imitated but never duplicated. Am I right on that one, Jason, or what?
Yes, you are, sir.
Yeah, all right. Jason, of course, Jason Benava is on the line. He is my boxing expert. He's a somewhat of a trainer, but he just knows his stuff, and it's great to have him on the air. And of course, we've got fights coming up now, big fights coming up this summer. And, of course, the biggest fight, of course, is going to be that Mayweather-Alvarez fight. Of course, Alvarez 42-0-1, 31-32 KOs, Mayweather 44-0, 26 stop. This is a fight, I think, where this line's really going to come to play. Somebody's O has got to go. And I happen to think it's going to be Saul Alvarez, as in a lot of people think that I'm crazy and it's going to go the other way. Now, next week, Saturday night, HBO Championship Boxing going to Dallas, Texas. Now, let me tell you, Dallas, Texas is the site of where President Kennedy was killed in 1963. So he rode into Dallas in an open car. Juan Manuel Lopez, he's sort of like President Kennedy. He's riding into Dallas in an open car because he's taking on Mikey Garcia, who beat Orlando Salido, who beat Juan Manuel Lopez, not once, but twice, but stoppage. This is for the WBO 126-pound title. Lopez has lost twice. I think he's 31-2 or 33-2 with 31 stops, and Mikey Garcia is undefeated. Not hard to pick a winner there, is it?
I don't think so. I think even if I know you proposed the logic earlier of, you know, how both of them did against Salido, but, I mean, even if we didn't see those fights against Salido, I just think Garcia is just so sharp, and he's such a good counterpuncher, and I think Lopez is made to order for him.
Can we question the heart of Garcia, him bowing out of that last fight with the nose thing? I mean, I couldn't imagine Jake LaMotta doing that.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I could question the heart of him, so to speak. Maybe he was just going for – he knew he had the fight in the bag, and mm-hmm. he wanted the victory. And why not? But you know, it might not be popular with the fans. But you know, he had the job done. And to be honest with you, I felt like he was going to get the victory anyways.
Okay.
He was just head and shoulders above Salido.
There's a guy on this HBO undercard. This is coming from the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. It'll be the site of Juan Manuel Lopez's demise a third time, probably by stoppage. Matt Korobov. He's a middleweight from the former UK. I mean, former USSR. He's undefeated. Have you ever seen this guy fight?
I've seen clips of him. I haven't seen.
He's a monster.
Really make a really base decision. But, you know, once he's in with an elite fighter, then we're going to see what he's really all about.
Good point. Derek Chisora is going to go the 15th in Wembley Arena in London, the UK. No opponent set as of yet. ESPN2, June 21st. You know, they put these cards on TV. They're supposed to be an IBF Super Featherweight Eliminator. But you've got guys you don't know, and why is it the lack of money going into the ESPN fights that brings down the quality, or is it just the mindset of ESPN that's a Bush League network? What's up with that?
I don't know. They seem to be making some changes over there. As I know, they had a lot of layoffs, and one of the guys they laid off was one of the producers for Friday Night Fights, and so it's going to be interesting to see how they go forward with this. And how, you know, I think in the past, I thought ESPN has done very well with their Friday night fights. I mean, they didn't get big quality fights, but we had big significant fights with big championship belts on the line, but we saw a lot of good action packed fights on that network, which is very impressive to me, given the low budget that they have in comparison to HBO and Showtime. I heard a former HBO executive once say that HBO's biggest fear isn't Showtime. Their biggest fear is what ESPN would do had they decide to dive into boxing the way they dive into NBA and some of these other sports.
Jason Benava is our guest. I got about 20 seconds before the break, folks. Tony Thompson and David Price, July 6th, a rematch. Thompson knocked him out the first time. Price going to be able to come back here? Probably, huh?
He's working with Lennox Lewis now. Lewis is coming to his training camp. I hope he comes back. I think he'd be good for the sport. So we'll see.
David Price and Tyson Fury, eventually the two big guys from the UK battling for the heavyweight title. Of course, Tyson Fury rumored to be in with David Haye in the near future. Jason Minava, all the best for your fine work at ringtalk.com. And you're the man when it comes to boxing. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Pedro. You're the man.
All the best. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Coming up will be the MMA segment. We're talking UFC, baby. Went to Brazil. All night of submissions. A lot of guys just didn't make it the distance. You know what I'm talking about? Lights out or I can't breathe. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Levies and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Started it off right there, rocked him.
Sent to go.
Fight.
Domi and Guida.
Pace is relentless. 45.
Get him, the head kick and the takedown.
Maynard and Edgar putting on a show.
Outstanding.
Wow.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How does Chael Sonnen approach John Jones?
Same as everybody else. I'm going to put my chin down, walk towards him, and put him on his ass.
In your dreams, like lost in space, was Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen not allowed into the to Canada because of that real estate scam he pulled off a couple years ago when he sort of refinanced the house and had some, you know, money under the table, that kind of stuff. Anyway, he pled guilty to a a misdemeanor, I believe. I believe it was a misdemeanor, but if the Canadians are keeping him out, it might be a felony. I didn't really get into his police record. But the bottom line is Chael Sonnen, the mouth that roared, of course, got beat up by John Jones. Didn't last but the first round. All that, talking all that smack, and Chael just ended up getting his head handed to him in like a minute and a half. So, Chael, more power to you. You're making it as far as a television personality is concerned, but that's what you are, a television personality, not a fighter per se. Decent wrestler, not a good fighter. Speaking of fighters, last night, UFC went to, took Fuel TV and went to Brazil, folks. Of course, the home. That's where the UFC started back in the day. Of course, the Gracie family starting that. Fabricio Werdum, yeah, defeated Antonio Nogueira with a submission, an armbar. It was round two. Time was 2 minutes and 41 seconds. That was the main event. And this sets up a potential title shot in the near future, possibly with Cain Velasquez. Let's see what happens with Werdum. But Werdum and Velasquez, pretty good fight, according to some people, including my man Zach Young, the boxing writer, UFC writer out of the city of Angels, Southern California, featured at ringtalk.com. That's right. You can check out boxing, MMA, articles, radio shows. We got it all going on. Ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. And you can join us on Facebook. We've got like over 13,000 likes. We've got more likes than HBO Championship Boxing, a billion-dollar entity. And we've got more likes than them. Check out Facebook.com/ringtalk. Co-main event, Leonardo Santos defeated William Macario, submission of arm triangle. It's all about submissions tonight. That's what it was all about, this entire Fuel TV card. It was round number two. That was the 443 of the round, and he won the TUF, the Ultimate Fighter Brazil 2 tournament. That's right. They're doing these Ultimate Fighter tournaments. Remember, that's what sort of got the UFC on the map as far as the masses were concerned with Spike TV. And, I mean, that put them on the map. That was it, the Ultimate Fighter. That sort of set people up for what was happening, you know, as far as the UFC and things that was concerned. They were getting to see the UFC weekly on a free basis on Spike TV, and they cultivated that base into the pay-per-view base, which they have today, which is almost second. It's second to none in the world of MMA, no question about that. And it beats pay-per-view in boxing a lot, and it beats a whole lot of professional wrestling pay-per-view. Thiago Silva is the winner, defeated Rafael Cavalcante. Cavalcante is a pretty good fighter. Knockout, punches. That was in round number one, 4 minutes and 29 seconds. In case you didn't know it, an MMA round is 5 minutes flat. In the old days, the Pride Championships, the Pride Fighting Championships, of course, Anderson Silva, a lot of big stars came out of that. Man, Fedor was the king over there, okay? But they fought in the ring. So when they transferred over to the cage, some guys couldn't make the transition to the cage, like Fedor, okay? Like Wanderlei Silva, he never really won any big fights. Maybe one preliminary fight or a semi-main event in the UFC, but he's sort of been an opponent, per se, all these old guys. But they fought 10-minute opening rounds. That's why I'm bringing up Pride for a second. That's right. The Pride rounds, the Pride Fighting Championship rounds, the first round was 10 minutes flat. It's amazing to go 10 minutes, 10 minutes fighting somebody. And like, you could pace yourself, but what if the other guy's not pacing himself? You have to fight up to his level. You have to keep him off you, or you have to, you know, do something. You can't sit there. You'll get punched out, submission, that kind of stuff. So the bottom line is that 10-minute opening round, that's the only thing I think is missing from the UFC. And somebody said that was a little barbaric. That was the word I was looking for. They called it barbaric. Well, the entire UFC, this mode of fighting, you know, with your knees and your hands and your elbows and all that kind of thing, your feet and your kicks, that's a little barbaric as far as fighting. I mean, that's about as primitive as the world of fighting can get, right? Boxing, the Marquess of Queensbury put gloves on them. And, of course, the gloves were to protect not the fighters but the hands. That's what the gloves are for. The gloves are about protecting the hands, not the fighters. People say, oh, well, boxing keeps putting on bigger gloves because they don't want the fighters getting hurt. The bigger the glove, the more damage. You know why? A guy doesn't get knocked. Like in the world of UFC, MMA, Bellator, they're wearing 4-ounce gloves. You clip him on the chin, the guy closes his eyes or he shows a like he's neurologically short-circuited. You know, we stop the fight. But in boxing, boom, he gets hit. Boom, he gets hit. Boom, he gets hit. And this goes on for 10, 12 rounds. That's why these guys, that's why the average per 21%, 20%, well, that was the brain bleeds in Nevada from 2001 to 2006. A five-year period studied by the Nevada State Athletic Commission, 21% plus boxers suffered brain bleeds and or concussions. Now, on the other hand, MMA or the UFC, they suffered 2.1 or 2.2% of concussions. What am I trying to tell you? The smaller glove is better for the fighter. people say, "Ah, these guys are going to look roughed up afterwards." These MMA fighters from, yeah, okay, they're going to look roughed up because they take their share of abuse. I mean, elbows and getting kicked in the head and things like that. Probably not the best. Probably not a healthy thing to do. We all know that. It's not something your mother wanted to do when you came out of the womb. Okay, this is fighting. You choose to do it. If you choose to do it, you put yourself in a position where you can get hurt or hurt somebody. This is a hurting business, folks. Before you think about anything else, before you think about this being a sport, before you think about this being entertainment, the bottom line is boxing, combat sports, MMA, UFC, it is a hurting business. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're doing that Twitter thing, twitter.com/ringtalk. But the Facebook is happening. I'm digging the Facebook. Facebook.com/ringtalk. And join our fan page. We've got 13,000 likes. We're just rolling. Got it going on. Got people visiting us, leaving messages. You know, I'm one of those guys who, if you've got a problem with me, as long as you don't get personal, you can air your gripe on my Facebook page or on my website, ringtalk.com. I don't have a problem. I love to argue with you guys. I love to have differing opinions, because if we all thought the same way, this show would have ended 28 and a half years ago, all right? This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. So we look ahead, and I look ahead to the biggest upset maybe in UFC history. I'm telling you, I can see it. Kyle Kingsbury can see it, okay? It's not a mirage. This is Anderson Silva, the longest reigning champion in UFC history. The middleweight champion of the world, 185 pounds. Anderson the Spider Silva, one time a professional boxer, got knocked out. Cold. Done. Like 20 seconds, something like that. Okay, and of course, now he wants to fight Roy Jones, so I'll bring that up in a minute. He's going to get his opportunity because July the 6th, he's taking on unbeaten Chris Weidman. Chris Weidman has never been taken off his feet. He beat All-American wrestler Mark Munoz one fight back. He's had some surgery in between, so he's had a little bit of a layoff, but I don't think it's going to hurt him. He's young. He's bright. He's white. He's got the complexions, the connections. He's got the moves. He's got the power. He's hungry. He is a complete package as far as the superstar in MMA that's going to bring this sport to the forefront of every American. I think this is the guy. I really do. Now, I'm putting a lot of stock in him. And we're a couple months out. Yeah, July 6th, I take it back a month away. But I'm telling you, this guy's going to pull off the upset, the biggest upset in UFC history. And in my mind, it's not that big of an upset. I mean, Silva's had his problems with the first time around with Chael Sonnen, the aforementioned Chael Sonnen. That was Chael Sonnen's claim to fame, was that he went into the fifth round of a fight over in Oakland, California, a few years ago with Anderson Silva, and he was ahead on points. And then he got snapped. He had to submit in the fifth round. Of course, in the rematch, he submitted, I believe, in the first round, didn't he? Something like that. Anyway, it was quick style the second time around. But Anderson Silva's taking on Chris Weidman. According to Dana White, none of his champions can take on boxers and things like that outside of the UFC. So after Anderson Silva gets his head handed to him, gets annihilated, gets blown all the way back to Brazil on July the 6th, this fight's taking place in Las Vegas, UFC 162. Of course, at the big UFC weekend, the Fan Expo, all that kind of good stuff. If you check out the UFC website, UFC.com, you'll see what I'm talking about. This is the biggest weekend in combat sports as far as MMA is concerned in Las Vegas. And it all goes down the weekend of July 6th. And, of course, UFC 162, which will mark the birth of a star, a superstar, in Chris Weidman, without a doubt, folks. I think he's only 10-0, but he's never been taken off his feet. As I said, beat that All-American wrestler, Mark Munoz, All-American champion, okay, took care of him, annihilated him. Mark Munoz was never in the fight. It was on Fuel TV. Of course, you didn't see it because nobody gets Fuel TV. No kidding. No, I'm telling you the truth. And now the UFC is going to go on Fox 1. And I don't know anybody that has Fox 1. Does anybody out there have Fox 1? Send me an email. Ringtalk, RINGTALK, ringtalk@yahoo.com. If you get Fox Sports 1, I want to know. Please, I really want to know, because I don't know anybody gets it. I looked on my cable network. I didn't see it. I see Fox Deportes in Espanol. Okay, but I don't see, like, Fox Sports 1. Sorry, just not seeing it. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The big deal, and it is a big deal. It's a monumental television deal. Probably the second or third biggest deal the UFC people have ever signed. I'm talking about the Zuffa Sports, of course. That's the parent company that owns the UFC. Of course, that's like I think the Dana White's got 10%, the Dubai government's got 13%, and I think the two brothers, Frank Lorenzo Fertitta, of course, they own the Station Casino chain down there in Las Vegas, Nevada. They own the rest of them out, so they're the majority owners. But this is the and Imani Manuel's deal. They've hooked up with Televisa, which is the biggest Mexican television network down there. I mean, they're in everybody's home. They've hooked up with them, okay? And they're going to go with a 24-hour channel. Every hour of USC programming will be shown in its entirety live on Televisa in Mexico. They're going to make this sport so big south of the border that people start to forget about boxeo. In other words, the older generations, they will stick to the sport of boxing because that was the sport that was given to them. But the younger people, in fact, the Hispanics are flocking to the world of MMA. If you talk to the people at Showtime, Steven Espinoza, the vice president of sports entertainment, he'll tell you that percentage-wise, we have more Hispanics watching MMA when they were showing the Showtime Strikeforce cards on Showtime than they were watching boxing. Now, the boxing audience was bigger, but the percentage of Hispanics watching were higher watching MMA. So what I'm trying to tell you is that the world of the UFC, they're tapping into this world of Mexican and Mexican-American pay-per-view people. This is the people that sit home, watch TV, they buy pay-per-views. The pay-per-view business would be out of business if it wasn't for the Mexican athlete or the Mexican-American fan. I'm telling you, they are the people that make that turn the pay-per-view crank. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Little Tower of Power, of course, Tower at the Sacramento, take it back, San Mateo Fair, 11th and 12th of June. Check them out, towerofpower.com. LB, do your thing on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
TCP Soul Mellow, nobody can get through. When he asks you, do you love him? Smile and kiss his teeth. Walk away and twist your hips. Make sure you keep him.
If you or someone you love suffers from alcohol or drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We're the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accept PPO private insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral line today at 888-323-8561. The call is free, 888-323-8561. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day.
Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Oh my God, they killed Kenny!
Tower of Power down at the nightclub. Of course, Rick Stevens on lead. Got to introduce Rick a couple of weeks ago at Yoshi's here in San Francisco, man. Rick Stevens can still blow, one of the truly great soul singers of our time, if not history. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, the longest running fight show is 28 plus years now. 28 plus years. They have not decided as to whether they're going to put wrestling back in the Olympics, in the 2020 Olympics and beyond. Of course, to talk about taking wrestling out. Wasn't wrestling the first sport ever in the Olympics? And like they're taking it out. So this is what it boils down to. Either they're going to put wrestling back or they're going to put back squash. Wrestling or I kid you not. I had to lean on that one. Wrestling or squash. That's the honest to God truth coming out of the International Olympic Committee. Really, wrestling or squash. You got to be kidding. Of course, next Saturday, June 15th, live from Winnipeg, Canada, it'll be UFC 161. The reason why I haven't talked much about that because I think the card's terrible. I just don't like the main event. Dan Henderson and Rashad Evans. Dan Henderson, another one of those guys. A tough guy. No doubt about it. That fight with Mauricio Shogun Rua last year at the San Jose Shark Tank, man, that was like, wow, one of the epic fights. Whoa! It was bone-chilling. They were so brutal. Like Julio, especially in the fourth and fifth round with Henderson on his back taking a beating from Rua, who lost the first three rounds in my book, okay? But Henderson coming back against Rashad Evans. Rashad Evans, a former champion at 205 pounds. He and John Jones were friends, and he lost to John Jones. I'm not impressed with Rashad Evans anymore. I think Rashad's gotten old. I think Rashad's gotten soft. I think if you look at Rashad, he sort of got that middle-aged butt. Last time I looked at him, he reminded me of a black guy driving a bus. That's just the way he looked, like a bus driver, seriously. And he happens to be black. But that's the way he looks. So I don't think that he's ever going to be a world-class fighter again. Now, he may be able to beat Henderson. Henderson's like 41 years old, but Henderson's one of those guys that's getting by on that testosterone replacement therapy. And you know how I sound on that? I ain't too cool on that at all. It's like legalized steroids. In other words, if you've victimized yourself, if you've you've done steroids and it's messed up your ability to produce testosterone, okay, you now get to take testosterone replacement therapy where they, roll the clock back on you like to when you're 25 or 30. It's unfair. It's legalized cheating. And every athletic commission, the Association of Boxing Commissions, the UFC, they all need to step out. But, Dana White, he was sort of for it at the beginning. Then he saw a couple of his friends get lit up by guys who were on this TRT therapy. And he said, maybe it's not such a smart thing anymore. Michael Bisping has signed a contract with Fox Sports. He will be a announcer Michael Bisping, a former light heavyweight contender with the UFC from the UK. They call him the Count. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Join us Saturdays and Sundays on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep that butt of yours off the canvas of life. We'll see you next time.